With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House is expected to vote today to formally authorize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and his leadership team are facing growing pressure to show progress in a nearly year-long probe of the business dealings of Biden and his family. The investigation has raised ethical questions, but Johnson calls today's planned vote the necessary next step. And he told Fox News that he believes the resolution will pass the House and that we will be in the best position to do our constitutional responsibility. A successful vote would ensure that the impeachment investigation extends well into 2024, when Biden will be running for re-election and will likely square off with former President Donald Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court will take up a dispute over a medication used in the most common method of abortion in the United States.
It's the court's first abortion case since it overturned Roe versus Wade last year. The justices say they'll hear appeals from the Biden administration and the New York-based maker of the drug mifepristone. They're asking the court to reverse an appellate ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose other restrictions, even in states where abortion remains legal.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the case will be argued in the spring with a decision likely by late June. It'll be in the middle of the 2024 presidential and congressional campaigns. And the Supreme Court will hear appeals that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from the Capitol riot. The justices agreeing to review an appellate ruling that revived a charge against three defendants from Texas, Pennsylvania, and New York, accused of obstruction of an official proceeding. The Dow is ahead 458 points. The NASDAQ adding 167. This is SRN News. Bad news for Christian ministries.
A federal judge in Washington State has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a tornado destroyed Pastor Jacques Boyd's Nashville church in 2020, Pastor Vincent Johnson lent him a space to worship in. Now Boyd is returning the favor. A twister ripped through Johnson's Community Baptist Church over the weekend, and Boyd's Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is stepping up. The two pastors have been friends for some time, both attending American Baptist College in Nashville and joining the same fraternity. This is SRN News. There's a growing divide between the U.S. president and Israeli prime minister over the Israel-Hamas war. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The gap between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu was showing no signs of closing, as the American president reportedly told Netanyahu that he should prepare to shut things down within a couple of weeks. That doesn't fit into the Israeli timetable, with Jerusalem vowing to fight until the Hamas terrorist organization is no more. Nor does it fit based on the ability to fight. Hamas forces remain able to fire rockets into Israel virtually at will, and Israel continues to take casualties at a steady pace. More than 100 Israeli soldiers have been killed. The latest was a dramatic ambush that left 9 soldiers dead in northern Gaza. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.